November 8th through the 14th. Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 129 through 132. When we obtain any blessing from God, it is by obedience. While it is important to have a teaching plan, it is also important to be responsive to the Spirit and the needs of class members. Find out from class members what principles in Sections 129 through 132 were meaningful to them. Invite sharing. Class members may have learned things from their study of Sections 129 through 132 that relate to a variety of gospel topics. To give them a chance to share what they learned, you could write a few of those topics on the board, such as angels, exaltation, obedience, the nature of God, and eternal marriage. You might also write other on the board to account for additional topics. Class members could take a few minutes to find a verse in these sections that relates to one of the topics and write the reference on the board. You could then read the verses as a class and talk about what each one teaches about that topic. Teach the doctrine. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 130, verse 2, and verses 18 through 23, Section 131, verses 1 through 4, and Section 132, verses 20 through 25. This life is meant to prepare us for exaltation. There are many things we don't know about exaltation or life in the celestial kingdom. Much of it may be beyond our current ability to understand. But God has revealed a few precious clues, and many of them are found in Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 130 through 132. Class members could study one or more of the references listed above and share any insights they find about exaltation or the celestial kingdom. How does knowing this information about eternal life bless our lives now? Doctrine and Covenants, Section 130, verses 20 through 21, and Section 132, verse 5. Blessings come from obedience to God. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 130, verses 20 through 21, and Section 132, verse 5, teach the same principle. Encourage class members to read both passages and state in their own words what that principle is. How has this principle been demonstrated in our lives? How can we find hope and reassurance in Christ when we are obedient but the blessings we expect do not come right away? For more on this subject, you could review together insights from Elder Dale G. Renlund's message, Abound with Blessings. See Ensign or Liahona, May 2019. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 131, verses 1 through 4, and Section 132, verses 3 through 25. Heavenly Father made it possible for families to be eternal. What might we say to a friend who asks, "Why are marriage and family so important in your church?" Class members could think about how they would answer that question as they read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 131, verses 1 through 4, and Section 132, verses 3 through 25. Or Elder Dieter F. Uchtdorf's words in Additional Resources. How do these truths affect the way we live? Doctrine and Covenants, Section 132, verses 1 through 2, and 29 through 40. Plural marriage is acceptable to God only when He commands it. If class members have questions about plural marriage, help them see that Joseph Smith and other early saints had questions too. Encourage them to find the question Joseph asked the Lord in Doctrine and Covenants, Section 132, verse 1, and the answer he received in verses 29 through 40. See also Jacob, chapter 2, verses 27 and 30. To help class members learn about ways they can find answers to their gospel questions, it might help to review together Answering Gospel Questions at topics.churchofjesuschrist.org. Maybe class members could share how they have sought answers to gospel questions and how they remain faithful even when some of their questions remain unanswered. Additional resources. Family is the order of heaven. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf taught, Quote, I am grateful that I belong to a church that values marriage and family. Members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints are known throughout the world for having some of the finest marriages and families you can find. I believe this is, in part, due to the precious truth restored by Joseph Smith that marriages and families are meant to be eternal. Families are not just meant to make things run more smoothly here on earth and to be cast off when we get to heaven. Rather, they are the order of heaven. They are an echo of a celestial pattern and an emulation of God's eternal family. But strong marriage and family relationships do not happen just because we are members of the church. They require constant, intentional work. The doctrine of eternal families must inspire us to dedicate our best efforts to saving and enriching our marriages and families. End quote. See, In Praise of Those Who Save, Ensign Orliahona, May 2016. Improving our teaching. Create a safe environment. Quote, encourage class members to help you establish an open, loving, and respectful environment so that everyone feels safe sharing their experiences, questions, and testimonies. End quote. See Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 15.